Zar Halachin Chagas Halvavas, Tuesday night, Or L'Zayin Shvat. Okay, today's Zar Halacha, you better listen carefully because you might miss it. Because it's very short. Maybe it's not a chiddush to you. I don't know. I don't know if it was a chiddush to me either, but I'll say it over. You know, when brachos are shavos, like everything's aetz and everything's adama, so there's various kedimas. Zayin minim, sholem, chaviv. I assume you heard of these things, maybe. Anyway, machol and mashke is not a source of kedima. A food and a liquid, the Prima Gadim says, is not, there's no, maybe instinctively, if one is aware that there's kedima, so one would think that ma'achal has kedima over mashke, but it's not so. That's all, that's the halacha. Now we'll learn Chagas Halavas. We're at the end of Perek Gimel in Shaar Avos Hashem, and he's describing someone who has reached, or is. The things that are stepping stones, mamish to his prerequisites, he talked about in the parak, and then there's something that brings you up to the highest level. And he says it's Yiras Hashem. We explained that yesterday, how that would bring Lideyava, and the fact that Hashem knows what he knows, your innermost secrets, so you feel he's close to you, and you feel close to him. V'hanhagoso oscha, he's with you. V'nihulo v'hashkachoso alecha, you feel that. And if you feel that, so you, again, you feel close. This person's always with you. He's always around you. He's always taking care of you. V'idioso mashanistar v'nigla v'ovar v'la'osin mima'asecha u'machshvosecha. Imidudo boch, he's there for you. V'keruvo oscha. Vazlo timtza manos, then it'll almost be inevitable, me asher lehisor a love, to develop an ava belipcho, metzponcho, v'tor machshavtecho, v'chenus emunosecho, your loyalty, v'tiskasher nafshecho b'yahavoso, you will develop a love for the one, the power that's running your life, v'tisorer b'chaninuso, you'll rely on the fact that he's a chanun, v'otzem rachmav, v'hachemlo, which is really developed, the idea, this idea is developed in Shara Bitochon. V'ozlo teshatef ma'avoso avazuloso, and everything else will fall by the wayside, nothing compared to Avos Hashem. I have Ava for a wife, or for a spouse, or for a child, or for a Rebbe, so that's all, as we explained, because Hashem tells you to love them, so it's all an upspiegeling zach. It's all part of loving Hashem, is love the one that he says to love. You wouldn't be afraid of anyone else. You're always thinking about Hashem, because he's always with you. So again, this is like a madrega that we maybe could aspire to, but certainly we can only dream about. But if you do it a couple seconds a day, it would also be a wonderful thing. Just to think about how Hashem's with you, and Hashem's here, and he's looking at you, and he cares about you, and that will develop, maybe even for a few seconds, reciprocal feelings. Hashem will be with you in solitude. The best thing is to be alone, and then you're alone with Hashem. Or someone that feels he's with Hashem will never be sad, will never be lonely, will never be lonesome, because he has the best friend in the world, the most powerful friend in the world, who's there, right there with him. The Yiditcha b'midbaros will be your friend, even if you're in a midbar. V'yeh ha'homon mibnei adam be'enecha kilu einam. Adarabba, when you're in a crowd of people, you will learn, hopefully, to ignore them, and they're not there. Only Hashem. You're with Hashem. So Hashem will be with you in the midbar. You don't have to worry that you're all alone. You'll never feel lonely or lonesome. And when there's a lot of people around, you will be able, I mean, you should smile at them and say hello, but you, sh- you they're nothing. They're not there. You can be in solitude with Hashem even when you're in a crowd of people. Val yavilucha and yonam, you don't get excited about what they get excited about. Val tartiyacha ma'alosam umokam horek mehem. Where it's empty with people, don't feel lonely. It should feel like it's mole, you're with Hashem. And the other way around also. Lo tishtamim bihipokdom, you won't get nervous all of a sudden. Some people find themselves alone. They go crazy. Like, where is everybody? Help, I have to talk to someone. They're afraid to be alone with their thoughts. That's a very serious malady. Or maybe they're afraid they won't have any thoughts, so they don't have what to think about. So they say, well, so you can learn Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. He gives you 30 things to think about that bring you closer to Hashem and make you a better person. So you'll always have those 30 things. You can keep them on a small card. You can think about the Schiros. You can think about the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidios. But he's, Chavichalov is here saying you'll always think of Hashem. You will never be afraid to be alone with your thoughts, and you won't need company. Some people always need people around them. Maybe they need them around them to validate them. Maybe they need them around them to just, as I say, like, you don't have to think because you're interacting socially. So the other thing, you won't get nervous if all of a sudden there's no people around you. Although titzar be'hodrom, you won't feel tsar. Adarabba, you get rid of the noise, and now you're with Hashem. Elo techta liosos b'Hashem, you're happy. Someone who has avas Hashem is always happy. Someach b'boreecha, shoket al ritzono, his will is your will. Mishtokek l'krosso, you want to be involved with him. Ka'amar yusmach tzadik b'Hashem, b'amar achosad v'ani b'Hashem elozo, happy, ogilo b'lokei yishi. V'amar achosad o'achar Hashem ori v'yishi mimi ira. When you're with Hashem, so, you know, nothing else really counts. So again, if we could do this for a few seconds a day, increase it maybe to 30 seconds a day, three times a week, it would also be pretty wonderful. Okay. Here's the end of Perek Gimel.